Broadcasting across the United States, Canada, and around the world, this is the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Your host for the program is Hank Hanegraaff, president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because life and truth matter. For more information, resources, or to donate to CRI, call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. To start today's Bible Answer Man broadcast, here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And day two of my interview with Joel Kramer. He is on the front lines of missions. He's a director of Living Hope Ministries, and he is reaching out to Mormons with gentleness and with respect. But Joel believes that truth corresponds to reality, and as a result, he has, along with his organization, produced some great products, DNA in the Book of Mormon, and they simply do not correspond. DNA demonstrates that the details, descriptions, and documentation that you find in the Book of Mormon is simply false. So DNA versus the Book of Mormon is DVD number one, and then we also have the Bible versus the Book of Mormon, again a DVD that will equip you to reach out to Mormons with gentleness and with respect. Joel, good to have you back for day two.
Well, thank you. Good to be here.
Give us a quick overview, once again, as you did yesterday, of the two DVDs and how these DVDs can equip them not only to reach a mission field on their own doorstep, but really equip them to understand why they believe what they believe.
Yeah, and that's our goal. Our goal is to equip Christians with useful and effective tools that will equip them to be able to go to the Mormons that they know. And we have that Mormon audience in mind in making these DVDs, that they can share this information with them, and that it'll serve for them as a tool in their witness of the gospel to those Mormon people. And basically what we've done is we've addressed the Book of Mormon because, as Mormons believe, as Joseph Smith taught, it is the keystone of their religion. And it's, according to them, it's a historical, you know, accounting of what happened in the Americas. And so we addressed that historicity. And we did it both in the first DVD with DNA, because that history says that Hebrews populated the Americas. DNA clearly shows that they did not, that the ancestors of Native Americans came from Asia. And then we also did it in a comparison of the Bible and the Book of Mormon in archaeology and linguistics and textual criticism to steer people in the opposite direction of what they've been taught as Mormons. They've been taught that the Bible is unreliable and that their scripture is what's reliable and is a restoration of what's missing from the Bible and corrupted in the Bible. And what we're trying to show is that's not the case. Nothing's missing from the Bible. The manuscript evidence clearly shows that. The one that has the problems is the Mormon scripture, and to steer them to trust in the Bible alone, something that the Book of Mormon says is foolish.
Talk for a moment about the Mormon view of salvation, because so often you hear Mormons say, I believe in Jesus Christ, I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, I believe I'm saved through Jesus Christ, but their system of salvation and what they are saved to in terms of, quote-unquote, the heavens, is vastly different from the Christian view of salvation and what the afterlife is.
Right. It's a lot of the same terminology, it's a lot of the same names, but completely different concepts behind them. And basically, it all boils down to that Mormonism believes that, as you said earlier, that man can become a god. And there's a series of exaltations that man goes through, both prior to their mortal life, during their mortal life, and then in their post-mortal life. All these exaltations, this eternal progression that they go through, and all these things that they learn in the temple rituals and such that will enable them to eventually reach godhood. And, of course, becoming a god, or the thought that man can become a god, or that's why Satan got kicked out of heaven in the first place, is that he thought he could be like the Most High God, and then he was cast down to the earth, and then he deceived Eve into eating the fruit, promising her that she could be like God. And it's the original sin of heaven, it's the original sin in the garden, and it's the complete opposite of what the Bible teaches, that through Jesus Christ, we can be with God for eternity.
And there are a number of different heavens in Mormonism that we should describe as well.
Right. Yeah, there's three different levels of heaven. The celestial is the highest heaven that you can reach Godhood in.
And then you have the telestial and the terrestrial heavens as well.
Yeah, and you have also, after death, you have paradise and you have spirit prison. And so they do baptisms for the dead in their temples. We see here in Utah quite often in the newspaper that the Jewish community is upset because they've been doing baptisms for dead Jews because Jews keep their genealogy so well, and they're quite upset about it. And the reason that they're doing that is because they believe if you die without being a faithful Mormon, then you go to spirit prison, and then if Mormons will baptize you for the dead, then you can move into paradise and you can continue then on this progression into one of the three levels of heaven.
And let's summarize that quickly, because Christians believe that they're going to stand before God dressed in the spotless robes of the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a righteousness not of our own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. But Mormons contend that they're going to appear before a Heavenly Father dressed in fig leaf aprons, holding good works in their hands. In fact, according to the Latter-day Saints, virtually everyone qualifies for heaven. You have murderers, unrepentant whoremongers, the world's vilest people who make it into the celestial heaven. Then you have lukewarm Mormons, religious people, and those who accept the Mormon gospel in the spirit world typically enter the terrestrial heaven. And as you said, the temple Mormons make it to the celestial heaven, and only those who are sealed in secret temple rituals will make it to the third level of the celestial kingdom and then become gods of their own planet. So you have all kinds of doctrinal perversions which disqualify Christianity and Mormonism as being in some way harmonious, and demonstrate that there's a divide between the two that can never be bridged with mere rhetoric or feelings. Again, the DVDs are proof positive. They're great tools. A lot of people hanging on want to talk to Joel. We'll go right to the phone lines. Nick in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I'm on.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Your question for Joel.
Well, my question was, I wanted to know, since there are a lot of scientific problems, let's say, with the Old Testament, aside from archaeology and the age of the earth and evolution, how is it that he doesn't look at that scientifically, but yet he's ready to discredit the Book of Mormon based solely on current scientific evidence?
Okay, and before Joel answers that question, let me just point out to our audience that is a dogmatic assertion, not a defensible argument. And ultimately, that's what we want to produce as Christians, is defensible arguments. Joel?
What you're talking about is a completely different issue. You're talking about evolution versus creationism, or evolution versus intelligent design. And it's a very important issue, it's a very crucial issue, and it's one that I'm interested in. But it has nothing to do with the issue that we're addressing in the DVDs or with the Book of Mormon or with ministry to Mormons in Brigham City, what we are involved in. And that issue is very different. It's not an evolution creation issue. It is an issue of, is the history that is claimed in the Book of Mormon true or not? And that has to do with, because it says that Native Americans are related to Israel, it just simply has to do with going to living populations. There's living populations of Native Americans, there's living populations of Asians, there's living populations of Middle Easterners, and they're all being DNA tested, and they can very clearly, very easily see who is more closely related to each other. And so the reason that I don't bring up evolution and creation issues in the DVDs that we do is because that's not the issue that we're addressing at all.
And the DNA evidence points against the Book of Mormon. The DNA evidence actually is a validation of the Christian faith. You have irreducible complexity in biological systems that ultimately points to the fact that there has to be an intelligent designer that created the universe, and that's the whole point. But again, we don't want to make dogmatic assertions. We always want to make defensible arguments. So it's one thing to say, well, the Bible's false, but that's an assertion. you have to give some kind of defense if you want to make some kind of assertion, such as the Bible is false. How is it false then? Because for years, I've had people question me on the Bible Answer Man broadcast about apparent contradictions. And I demonstrate that they are just that. They're apparent contradictions. They're not contradictions in reality, because there's a good explanation if you search for it. You cannot say the same thing about the Book of Mormon. The more you search, the worse it gets. And that's why the DVDs, to equip you to be able to demonstrate the truth of Scripture and the falsity of the Mormon faith. Again, these DVDs are not used as a defense against Mormons, but a defense against Mormonism. We want to reach Mormons with the truths of the gospel, the real Jesus Christ, who only can save us from our sins. Do remember, this is listener-supported radio. We need people to stand with us prayerfully and financially. If you like the Ring of Truth, please stand with us. You can do that again online at equip.org. Or again, when you call our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We'll be right back with Joel Kramer and more of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
The famous British apologist G.K. Chesterton once noted, "The true soldier fights not because he hates what is in front of him, but because he loves what is behind him." Because at CRI we love what is behind us, our faith, our families, and our freedoms, we will never retreat quietly from the growing assaults on life and truth. Even when the costs are great, we will stand. To join like-minded friends in making a difference at home and around the globe, and to equip fellow believers to stand their ground courageously, become a member of CRI's support team. Simply call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. Or visit our website at equip.org. Stay with us. Hank Hanegraaff will return in a few moments. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. Has God spoken? Are the words of Scripture merely human in origin, or are they in fact the very words of God Himself? 3 years in the making, and based on two decades of research and reflection, Hank Hanegraaff's monumental book, Has God Spoken?, answers what is surely the most important question facing our world. In Has God Spoken? Memorable Proofs of the Bible's Divine Inspiration, Hank counters the contentions of the Bible attackers and clearly shows that belief in the Holy Scriptures is not a guess or wishful thinking. It is the only logical conclusion after an honest examination of overwhelming evidence. Order Has God Spoken from the Christian Research Institute by calling 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. Equip.org. Bertrand Russell famously said, "Most people would rather die than think, and many of them do." Not so with CRI support team members. Support team members are not only serious thinkers, but their membership in CRI's support team helps to equip hundreds of thousands of fellow believers around the globe each and every month. Are you not a member? Then you're missing out. Not only do support team members form the backbone of Christian Research Institute's outreaches, but they enjoy their selection of resources from our Equipping Essentials library. To discover how you can make a difference 24/7 in equipping believers at home and abroad to stand for life and truth, check out the benefits of membership at equip.org. equip.org. Once again, that's equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
And again, a quick reminder that we have two great DVDs that will equip you not only to be able to reach the Mormon mission field on your own doorstep, but also equip you to be so familiar with truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously. These DVDs point out the abundance of evidence supporting people, places, and events in the Bible, but they also expose the complete lack of evidence for claims that are made in the Book of Mormon. The contrast is obvious to Mormon anthropologist Dr. Thomas Murphy, as we hear in this clip of Murphy from the DNA versus the Book of Mormon DVD.
When we compare the Book of Mormon and the Bible, especially when we deal with themes like archaeology, there are some stark differences. There are specific battles, events, people named in the Bible, places named in the Bible, that we know from external sources. That is, external sources validate that these people existed, that these conflicts existed, that there were, in fact, places like Jerusalem, that Israelites are, in fact, real people that are validated by these external sources outside of the Bible. But with the Book of Mormon, we don't have a single, not one source from ancient America outside of the Book of Mormon validating a single place, a single person, a single event.
And again, that's Dr. Murphy, who's a Mormon anthropologist and scholar at Edmonds Community College in Linwood, Washington. Of course, that's, I think, the real issue here at hand. The Bible is the gold standard for historical facticity, but the Book of Mormon simply does not correspond to reality.
Absolutely. Yeah, and as a point that was brought up earlier, the Bible, as far as the DNA issues go, there's lots of evidence there that supports the Bible. For example, there's been what's called a Cohen Y chromosome study that was done in the Jewish priestly line, and they studied the Y chromosomes that were passed down from father to son, to see if, since the tradition of the priestly line was happening from father to son, therefore the DNA should show that, and that was found to be the case. And then they had a tribe called the Limba in South Africa who claimed they look like other South African tribes, but they claimed that they had come from a Jewish tradition, and not only that, but a priestly line Jewish tradition. And so they sent DNA testers down there, and they tested them, and sure enough, the Cohen Y chromosome shows up in their DNA in a high percentage, and so they were officially brought into the Jewish community.
So again, the Bible corresponds to reality. The Book of Mormon does not. Want to go back to the phone lines. We'll talk to Tim in Las Vegas, Nevada. You're on with Joel Kramer. Hi, Tim.
Yeah, my biggest problem, I'm LDS, and when I listen to your show and what you're talking about today, everything I hear you say is go to man for your answers. Go to man for your answers. If you have questions, go to science. Ask your neighbor, you know, whenever you have the missionary come, what do they tell you to do? They don't tell you to, they tell you to read the Book of Mormon or read the Bible and pray and ask Heavenly Father, and Heavenly Father will give you your answers.
But that's not what we're saying. Jim, you're putting words in my mouth. Certainly, if you've listened to the program for any period of time, I always say, test all things in light of Scripture. Hold fast to that which is good. In other words, the Scriptures are the final court of arbitration. You test all things in light of Scripture. That's what I say on the broadcast.
As you interpret them.
No, not as I interpret them.
I've listened.
No. This is absolutely false. I don't say as I interpret them. I say that there are rules to biblical interpretation. You need to learn the art and science of reading the Bible for all it's worth, reading it in the sense in which it's intended. Not just interpret it in any old way you want to. That's when you get into trouble. But we're talking here about factual evidence. Here's the point.
1,900 different denominations of Christian churches, because it's all on man's interpretation. That's why Heavenly Father brought another prophet, Joseph Smith, to correct man. Man has made mistakes, just like man has done through the whole Bible, the whole history of the Bible. God would get man online, give him a prophet, get him online, and slowly but surely, man starts messing it up.
Let's talk about that for just a moment, Joel. Here you have the assertion that the Bible really can't be trusted because it's the Bible in the way that you want to interpret it, mm-hmm. and that the Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth, mm-hmm. and it's the keystone to the Mormon religion. But right. we're saying exactly the opposite. We're saying that the Bible can be trusted because every time you test the Bible in light of evidence, you find out that what the Bible says is actually factual. And let me give you an example of that.
Why don't you agree with every Christian denomination out there?
Well, because
why are there so many denominations?
The Christian denominations, here's what we're talking about, and I want Joel to answer this question, but let me just give a precursor to it. When we're talking about differences in Christianity, we're talking about differences when it comes to non-essentials. In other words, we always say in non-essentials there has to be liberty, but in essentials there has to be unity. So, for example, when we talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe he's the one who spoke and the universe leapt into existence. And we don't believe that through blind faith, but through faith in evidence. Conversely, we deny that Jesus Christ is the spirit brother of Lucifer, and we deny that based on the extant evidence. Joel?
You know, what you have with in Christianity is you have a belief in the Bible alone as God's word. What you have in Mormonism with the Book of Mormon is a belief that the Book of Mormon is God's word. So what you can do, and both of them in the text itself claims to be a history that really happened in life on earth. So what you can do is you can put both of them to that historical test and determine which one is what it claims to be in God's word and which one is man's making up, because what you'll find in the one that has man's fingerprints is that it'll get facts wrong. It'll get all these things that man can't possibly know everything that's going on. And so you find all these mistakes. You find things changing over time. You find doctrines changing and whatnot. And so when you put the Bible to that test, you find that the doctrine of the nature of God and the nature of man and how man can be with God does not change throughout Scripture. You find that the historical reality that it portrays, the people existed, the places existed, the cities existed, the artifacts exist. But when you're looking at the Book of Mormon and you put it to the historical test, it clearly shows that it was a work of man, of Joseph Smith, and therefore it is susceptible to the things that he was ignorant of and that he didn't know, and he makes mistakes in it, and it clearly proves out to be, one, the Word of man in the Book of Mormon, and the other, the Word of God in the Bible.
And I think one of the best known New Testament examples concerns the book of Luke and Acts. A biblical skeptic, Sir William Ramsay, who was trained as an archaeologist and then set out to disprove the historical reliability of the New Testament through the eyes of Luke and Acts, through his painstaking Mediterranean archaeological trips, becomes converted as one after another, the historical allusions of Luke are proved accurate. So, as I said earlier, with every turn of the archaeologist's spade, we continue to see evidence for the trustworthiness of Scripture. The reason that we're providing these DVDs is because exactly the opposite is true with respect to the Book of Mormon. It simply is not corroborated through archaeology. And that's the point of the DVDs. Back to the phone lines. Jay in Maine, you're on with my guest. Hi, Jay.
Hi. I was listening when Steve was talking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the DNA testing, I think, is a real great idea. I actually was a Roman Catholic who looked into Mormonism, was actually baptized, and, you know, I wanted to believe it was the South American Indians. So were the DNA tests done on those guys?
Yeah, there's been 150 different tribes that have been tested all the way from South America all the way up, you know, through North America, and all of them show the same results, that their ancestry comes out of Southeast Asia.
I kind of thought they would, because I'd just like to say to Steve and some other people, Roman Catholic, then Mormon, John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and that's what Mormons really need to hear and think about a lot before you start realizing that you're not ever going to be God, and one thing that really got me when I was a Mormon was when somebody said that Jesus said, God is a spirit. No man has seen the Father. The Son declares him. So, you know, for whatever it is, I've been there and done that, and Mormonism is not the way.
Thanks, Jay. And Joel, respond to that, because I think the point here that Jay makes is an important point. Virtually every single theological heresy begins with a misconception of the nature of God.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, if people don't understand that Mormonism is not Christian based upon that one teaching alone, that man can become gods, you know, that's polytheism, the belief in many gods. It's, I mean, really, how different from Christianity can you get than that?
And again, our guest today has been Joel Kramer. He's director of Living Hope Ministries. They've produced two wonderful DVDs, DNA versus the Book of Mormon and the Bible versus the Book of Mormon. Remember, ultimately, we want to become so familiar with the truth that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you know it instantaneously, and you want to be able to communicate what you communicate with gentleness and with respect. Thanks for tuning in. We'll look forward to seeing you on the next edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. So long for now.
You've been listening to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. To learn more about Hank or the Christian Research Institute, just go to equip.org. Equip.org is a fountain of information and resources designed to help you defend the faith and grow in your knowledge of the truth. You can also stream the broadcast live or download archived broadcast. To talk with a resource consultant by phone, call 888-7000-CRI, or you can write to us at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition is the comprehensive collection of the most often asked questions Hank Hanegraaff has received throughout his four decades as host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. With more than 500,000 copies already in print, this newly revised and expanded Collector's Edition helps seekers and skeptics alike sort through the truth on topics such as reliability of the Bible, religions and cults, the resurrection and afterlife, and many more issues vital to a better understanding of God in Christ and our relationship to Him. To receive your copy of the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Expanded, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org.